Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're right there all along.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Getting
on those tasty vibes. 585-252-9800. We're going to get to all of our friends this morning to see if your vibes are up on this beautiful Friday, because for some of you... it's payday.
Period. Not for us.
No, not for us. That's going to be next Friday. I'm done with the bi-weekly. The bi-weekly pay, it's got to go.
Yes, give me $20 every Friday. Cut my paycheck in half and give me $20 on one Friday, $20 on the other. Oh, you guys, it is just good vibes this weekend. I can feel it in my bones. Really can. Weekend before Memorial Day.
Oh,
cruising through.
You going on
one
the boat?
One more weekend until a long weekend this weekend?
Yeah, you going on the boat?
No. At Lilac Festival. All weekend.
Oh, that's right.
You got to finish. Still doing that.
Yeah, that ends on Sunday.
Still doing that. Yeah, and I'm running a 10K on Sunday, so pray for me.
Oh, great. Guys, if you haven't been down to smell the lilacs yet, pop that Claritin and get down there.
Period.
Where's our friends at this morning?
Yeah, where are they? You guys, come through. Let's see here. We have some people weighing in. Let's start it off, shall we? Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are all the way up for the weekend. Love you guys. Have the most wonderful day. Thank you for checking in because we haven't heard from you. We thought you ghosted us.
Actually, I thought they were dead.
Oh my God. You always just have a way to just jump to the worst possible conclusion.
Yeah, that's
good. Morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Jess and Jaden here. Not everybody who came to our 2-year anniversary party checking in. Jess and Jaden here. Vibes are sky high because I bought Jaden his first new, brand new car. Oh my God.
Really?
We pick it up today. Seeing hard work pay off is such an amazing feeling. Hope you guys get a great weekend. We love you guys. So it's been so crazy to follow this journey because when Jess and Jaden came in for our 2-year anniversary party back in January, he was taking his road test like the next day. Or not his road test, excuse me, his permit test. So they've been cruising along. So Jess, Jaden, what's the tea? You bought the car before the license or is the license with us? Because I was in the same boat. We got my car before I got my license because, well, I had to learn how to drive it.
Jaden's,
can't just pop in a stick shift and hope for the best.
This dude's cruising in a 1991 two-door Saturn.
No, it's a brand new car.
Oh, it's brand new.
Brand new.
That's pretty
fresh
good.
Fresh off the lot, baby.
That's what's up. Drive safe, man.
Yeah, what about you, Vibes?
Sky high. Listen, I would have preferred a fresh iced coffee this morning, but I'm going to be honest. A majority of places in the city just aren't open. I'm drinking this iced coffee.
Looks
which
watered
is
down.
It's 48 hours old.
Yeah, it looks completely watered down.
It's been in the fridge.
It's just water with a splash of coffee.
I add ice. It's just bean water.
That's absolutely disgusting. So
over to our boy Carmen calling in this morning. What's up, homie?
Good morning. What's going
on,
man?
Carmen.
Hey, happy Friday, dude.
Yeah, man. You guys also.
What's happening?
Goodbye,
what's
Friday. Driving out to Ithaca again today.
I know. You keep doing that. When do you lose us?
Oh, man. It's right after that. I was telling you about that radio station, 99.3. It's right after there. I don't even know. It's right when you start cruising around the lake.
Yeah. It gets a little dicey over there.
Realistically, yeah. We can get past Syracuse, but with FCC regulations, they make us turn down the dial on the tower.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing, guys.
I think he's making that up.
No, that's true. I mean, this 50,000 watts. We can maybe get to Seattle if we truly wanted to,
so
if it was
Moose
clear skies.
Engineer. I'm not sure. Derek is literally shaking his fist at the sky.
I'm telling you.
Carmen, how much fun was the Lilac Festival with your wife? It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was awesome, you guys. Those hills, man, they're brutal. We parked at the top of the hill.
Oh, yeah.
The reservoir. Holy cow. I hope you're not 5K-ing that, right? You're not going up.
I can't confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
So
I'm actually kind of bummed that I didn't get a chance to meet you, Carmen. But Breezy,
yeah, man.
Breezy
I asked
did.
Breezy about you.
Yeah. What were you wearing?
What does that matter?
Yeah, no, it's not. He always. Carmen goes, on second thought, I'm so glad I didn't meet you. yeah, no. That's
I
crazy.
Just want to make you uncomfortable. I just want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, you just do that breathing. Carmen, thank you so much for listening. What has you and your good vibes for the weekend?
You know, I don't have to do anything. I'm not on call this weekend. Picking up my buddy. We're driving to Ithaca for work, and it's not a bad day to start.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, the drive to Ithaca is not a bad drive. I mean, you get to see a lot of nature.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful down there.
A lot of lakes.
Around the lake is beautiful. The city's not, city's all right, but the lake's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Carmen, we love you, man. Thanks for always tuning in and being a part of the show.
Yeah, man. You guys have a great weekend.
You
all
too,
you
buddies.
Too, man. Happy Friday.
Bye-bye.
Love him.
He's a good
Absolutely
dude.
Love him.
Oh, by the way, I was really bummed to hear the news, and I'm sure a lot of you guys were too, about the diner in the mall that it's gone. Jim's
So the petition I was talking about didn't work?
No, not even close. It's Jim's at the mall closed. I think it was yesterday they served their last meal. It's just as
well. I shared the story a couple weeks ago, everyone was up in arms. They were like, "Save Jim's! Here's the petition." Does a petition ever really work? That's the question I have.
Yeah, for small stuff. But it's been there since 1967. Elena Knapp took over as the owner of the diner. It used to be known as Critics, and then it was changed to Jim's gym's at the mall, and it's no more. It's no more. It's the one thing I miss the most when I went away to the West Coast was these small diners that we have all over town. You know what I mean? I love them. We didn't have a lot of those there because you want to go have brunch or a quick breakfast. Well, start taking money out of your 401k. Do you want a bottomless mimosa? No, I just want some eggs. You know, not everything is an event.
Yeah.
I love the diners here. Sorry to hear about Jim's.
Well, you still go to Jim's on Main downtown, but I don't know if that was the same owner or what was happening, but yikers.
Coming up for the big story of the day, a lot of empty promises. We're going to talk about Li-Cycle real quick, who promised to turn Rochester into a North American hub. They promised to bring in hundreds of jobs with this $700 million 62-acre recycling hub. Where are they? What's happening with it? So many people are not happy. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Friday. So many empty promises. It's just sad when you think about it. Because a year ago, we were talking about the company Li-Cycle, and they promised to turn Rochester into this beautiful North American hub that was thriving based around lithium ion battery recycling. And they just announced that they're filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
They promised to bring 250 jobs to the region with its $700 million 62-acre recycling hub at the Eastman Business Park. But if you drive by there and you see the photos, it's just been at a standstill. Construction was halted back in September of 2023.
Oof.
I mean, you got dust balls rolling through there. And so the cost of the project, God knows what happened with that, but it's just been sitting dormant and nothing's been happening. One of the Li-Cycle's investors, Glencore, has agreed to bid at least $40 million for some of its assets. And then when a spokesperson from Glencore was asked what the future project for Rochester looks like, he replied with no comment.
Oh.
And I think...
No comment. Perfect.
Ethan Wade of Brighton Security said, I don't think there's any future for the Rochester hub. And frankly, I don't think there ever was.
Oh.
So basically, tons of people were left with empty promises. I mean, we were excited about the jobs this company was going to bring to Rochester, but I guess you can say if there is one thing that Li-Cycle is good at, it's looking you straight in the face.
And lying.
Nice.
It's right in the name. I mean, that shame on you for not figuring it out. You know what I mean? So
it's really tough. So.
Well, these things happen.
Don't expect anything to happen with that property anytime soon. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's really disheartening when you spend all of that money, especially taxpayer money, to build something that massive. And then it just sits there.
And then that's it.
Wipe your hands clean. We tried. See you later.
We did our best, you know. We did our best.
Breezy, coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show, I saw this on Instagram yesterday, and I thought it was hilarious, and I think we'll find a safe for work text to read an exchange between the two of us. But the question we're asking this morning is, when you are reading a text message from a friend, whether it be just a one-on-one text chain or a group text, are you reading it in that person's voice? 85% of people are like, absolutely, theater of the mind, let's get after it.
But they're not reading it out loud, or
it's
in their head?
In their head, of how that person would be saying that text.
I've never
thought
about this.
If they were chatting in person. If they're having a conversation like you and I are right now, the diction, the hand movements, the tone, the cadence, all of it. So I think we should read our own text messages like to each other and interpret how it would sound.
I'll
look away. You'll look away.
Okay, we'll blindfold.
We're in a confessional, so.
I'll pull out the blindfold. We'll do that coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. I think this is very interesting. It's theater of the mind, but reading text in other people's voices. Some of us do this without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Usually we have a family member, a close friend, significant other who texts us. And in our heads, we will read that text back as if we're having that conversation with them in person.
I do this with my mom a lot, especially when she's like pissed off at me. I'm like, ugh, I know exactly like how she's saying this right now, and it's so annoying to me. But
that's how I feel about Breezy. When she texts me, she's doing the, like, she, when she's very passionate about something, she doesn't know it, but the Valley Girl voice kind of comes out. It's kind of gross. Ew, like that. So when she sends me a text and I'm reading it and I know she's passionate about it, because she's not the type of person where she sends one giant text like me.
No.
Hi. And then waits for me to respond. I'm like, what? Just say what you want. Hi. Where are you? What are you doing?
It's like, I can't. Sending one text is not in my, realm. It's like three or four or bust.
You're lucky you have unlimited.
No, I know. That is true. And unlimited text for sure. But I thought this would be interesting to do with the two of us. I mean, although a little peek behind the curtain. We spend so much time together that when we were trying to find text, there's not a lot to go from unless we're bitching about something.
We talk a lot of crap.
No, yeah, it's really not great. If our text ever got leaked, we'd be in,
like, we can't
we'd
say,
be in some hot water.
We can't share any of this.
We're not gonna do that. But
we found one from yesterday.
Yeah, we had a wholesome one from yesterday, and it wasn't that wholesome at all, actually. But I figure let's do a little role play. It's not gonna be that different than just us talking in general, but I think it will be funny to see how we read it as each other.
All right, so these are the texts. I'm trying to think if I want to play music under this, but I don't
know. No, yeah, I mean, like, play what the vibe would be. And, yeah.
Play what the vibe would be. Okay.
No, not the vibe.
It's going to be something. It's nothing. I don't know. It's just regular. Let's just go. Let's get into it. Okay. You're going to read my text and I'll read yours?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. This is what we think we would sound like
when we're reading this out loud. Ready?
Yeah.
Action. Hey, what are you wearing? That's all you said. What are you wearing? Such a weirdo.
I said, what are you wearing to Lilac? Read the whole text.
No, I responded before that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, let's start from the top.
Yes.
Very simple.
What are you wearing? What? Are you well? No, I'll puke.
What are you wearing to Lilac? I'm not going if I have to wear something purple and sparkles with sequins.
Okay, then don't go and let me and all of our listeners down. Tell me you don't care without telling me you don't care.
So, like, what's the parking situation?
I don't know. I have VIP, so just figure it out.
No, like, I'll be there. I just want to know the parking situation. Not to trying to sound old, but if parking's tough, I'm turning around and I'm going home.
You're literally 105, old man emoji. I'm not wearing any underwear tonight.
No,
so
never wrote that. Never wrote that. You never responded, so... You deaded me. You ghosted me. And then you just showed up like you normally do.
I know.
This is so classic. Moose, I'm like, hey, do you want to come to this thing? And this is so you. And we've actually talked about this before with other people too. But you are not a follow-upper. You're not a confirmer. You're just going to say, yeah, I'll be there. And then you'll just text when you're there.
Yeah, well, I'm a man of my word. If I say I'm going to be there, I'll be there. If you tell me a time, I'll be there 60 seconds ahead of time.
It would just be great to be like, hey, leaving, so I have a little bit of a heads up. Not when I just got cozy in a hammock, you know? But I think this is, like, so funny because I was talking to a group of my girlfriends yesterday in a group text of, like, 15 girls. And my one friend put it best. And, again, like, you can't really relate unless you know these people. But she made a good point in the sense of, like, explaining it fully. She says, when I get a text from Jenna, for example, her name's Jenna, there's a lot of excitement behind that. That's how I'm reading it in my head. Lexi's are a little creepy with a trail off, and I imagine her laughing at her own jokes. Alex's are very monotone. Breezy's, I read in her radio voice, or her voice. My girlfriend Patrice is also very monotone. And then our friend Kate is quiet. I'm reading it in a silent tone with a zinger added once or two, but not unless you're listening closely. I'm like, okay, not what? You doing a full podcast on this.
Wait, I want to do my mom's real quick.
Okay. Not the thunder and lightning.
Hi, honey. Just running to Barnes & Noble. Dad went to your brother's in Home Depot. He has a leak outside. Making dinner around 3:34. If you want to come over, you're more than welcome. You know there's always a spot for you at the table.
Fast forward to Mother's Day.
Did you not respond?
No, I didn't respond.
Oh, classic.
I just showed up. Thank you again for a wonderful Mother's Day, honey. I had a great day with all of my boys. Did you want to get another Oral-B toothbrush or a refund to buy the Philips Sonicare? Let me know. She's just so... My mother's very wholesome, you guys. I don't know what to say.
I need to do my mom's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please.
Well, not to take away from Lois, but no, she is. She's always talking. So she's so small. So her voice is so small, too. She's very calming.
Yeah.
Your mom, not mine.
My mother sounds like a hummingbird if they can talk.
Period. So this is my mom on May 3rd. They just gotten home from Florida. Landed. Me. Yay!
Oh.
My mom. Where's the key? Me, because I dropped off their car.
Sure.
Me. Glad I'm doing this after the fact, because I'm really giving people just the opportunity to steal my dad's Lincoln, but it's fine. Under the driver's seat, where you told me to put it. Found it. Daddy couldn't find it. Eye roll emoji. He is not happy that you left his car on empty.
Yeah.
You're welcome for dropping it off. Exclamation point, smiley face. Have a nice day. Happy you're home. No response.
Oh, my God. The gaslighting between the family is crazy. Everyone's pissed at each other and blaming everyone else. Fact that you did leave your dad's car on empty after you drove it everywhere... That's totally you.
I left 50 miles, just enough for him to get back to Canandaigua from the Greater Rochester International Airport.
But when you do borrow someone's car, you should fill it up.
I'll leave it exactly how I find it. Oh, found it, or a little less.
Oh, my God. You're the worst. 98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
It's Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. Thanks for tuning in on your way to work this morning. It's wet out there.
Yeah.
And it's thundering.
It's a slippery. It's a slipping and a sliding.
Yes, the temperature will be 78 for the high today, but at what cost?
It's that like hot rain. I'm like, all right, I don't. It's very humid.
Let's get it. Has weight loss changed how people treat you? And I find it fascinating how much appearance can impact how we're perceived, right?
Yeah.
But we had a very brief discussion about this yesterday on the show during There I Said It,
mm-hmm.
and Breezy brought this up. And to be honest, I was a little mind blown on some of the things that you shared with us. If you can relate, call us this morning at 585-252-9800. If you have been someone who made a big life change, you lost a bunch of weight, and afterwards, you noticed random strangers treated you a lot better because of your weight loss.
Yeah. So obviously, like in the last year, I've dropped a significant amount of weight. It's pretty obvious to anyone who like sees me in person or follows me online. I'm down like since last February, about 80 pounds. Which is great, and I love that moment, and I never...
Incredible.
It's truly iconic, honestly. Like, stunning, show-stopping, never been done. But I truly think that, in all seriousness, there are so many positives that come with weight loss, but nobody's really ever talking about the negatives or the effects that it really takes on your psyche, because I truly believe that I get different treatment now that I'm in a smaller body than I did in a larger body. And I've struggled with my weight my whole life. I've been very open about that. I've never shied away from talking and discussing that topic. But this topic is truly one that I feel needs to be discussed, because I'm not the only one who thinks this or who has felt this. I know that for certain.
It's crazy when I watch certain videos of us on the live stream from back in 2023. It's like you're just a completely different person.
Yeah.
It's wild to me.
And like, does that give people the right to treat me like a completely different person? That's the question, right? But in regards to just people being kinder and more considerate, and even just like noticing that I'm there.
Yeah.
It's staggering, if I'm being honest.
How many of you listening have also felt that way? Let me read a real quick text from Ashley, who says, I lost over 100 pounds and I got better medical help, a better job, new friends, and I just treat myself better overall. She goes on to say, it's harsh. It's a harsh truth, but being overweight is seen as a visible sign of weakness or a lack of discipline. So you get judged for it.
Yeah.
People were so rude to me when I used to be heavier.
And again, like, it's not right. Like, we're not endorsing that behavior. I think it's just the truth, and the truth hurts sometimes, no matter how you want to slice and dice it.
Let me get to some calls. We have Angelica on the line. Hi, Angelica. Good morning.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. How are you?
Pretty good.
How are you?
Do you have a comment on this?
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to thank both of you for talking about stuff that, you know, most people choose not to have conversations about, you know. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I love your show.
Well, I think I appreciate that. I think this is a pretty relatable topic.
Yeah. So, okay, I've always been, you know, pretty heavy set girl, you know. Mm. I don't know how to describe my relationship with food. It's been tough. I treated every meal as an event. If that makes sense to y'all.
Oh yeah, you don't have to explain that to me, girl. I know that through and through. So we are on the same wavelength.
I ate a lot growing up, and I was never taught how to handle my emotions in a healthy way. So I always turned to food, and food was the only thing that was there for me when I really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like an old friend.
Like a comfort, for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
Like a warm blanket.
Right, you know, a comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I ate a lot. I'm going to be completely honest here.
Yeah.
I ate my weight.
Ate your weight, yeah.
I did. I got close to 300 pounds, and people treated me like pretty awful, you know? They treated me like crap all the time.
So when you noticed yourself at that particular weight, how did people treat you different than other people?
I mean, the stares, the glances, the... You know, the frowns, if they see me, you know, getting the extra plate at the buffet,
side eye.
Yeah, exactly, you know, at the cookout, even at my family dinners, you know, I would go and get a plate of food and people would be kind of like staring over my shoulder just to see how much food I was putting on my plate.
Catching strays.
Got it. Yeah. Which is extremely uncomfortable when you have that much attention on you.
Especially when, like, I mean, Angelica, I don't want to put words or thoughts or feelings into your mouth or head, but, like, you probably feel a lot of those things yourself.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Like, I've always said this before when I was heavier, too. Like, there's nothing that you can say to me to put me down or make me feel bad that I haven't already said or thought about myself.
Or felt.
So, Don't act like this is the first time I'm hearing about it, babe, because I have this in a loop in my head every day.
Trust me, I know how heavy I was. People act like, you know, that it's invisible to me. I wake up with the weight,
right.
You know? So try sitting on an airplane at this size.
Sure.
It's completely humiliating, and people make you feel that. But I finally did something about it.
Yeah.
Where are you at now?
Well,
in your journey, if you will.
Kudos to me. I've lost about 150 pounds now. I did get the surgery.
Hey, good for you, Angelica.
I'm down, and it feels awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when I was really overweight, nobody paid me any attention. I didn't have friends, you know. Nobody wants to hang out with the big girl. So people were treating me like I was invisible. Now, all my colleagues, they're, you know, starting to include me in the social events and inviting me out.
Right.
I mean, it could be due to other factors. I have gained a big confidence now, you know. I've stopped getting bullied by random strangers. I believe that when we lose weight, we do become more confident in ourselves.
Yeah.
And that shines through as well. But
that, I mean, that's for anybody. I know when I lose 5 or 10 pounds, I'm walking through the doors with my head held high.
But I think the confidence also, like, yeah, sure, some of it, most of it, I would say 80% of it or 70% of it comes from within, of course. But the other 20 or 30%, is a direct reflection on how others are treating you. And it's a confidence and ego boost to you because you're like not feeling that constant shame or guilt from random strangers around you. You're actually feeling praise and acceptance. So that only adds to your confidence more. And then it's like the perfect storm.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. When I walk in the room now, it smiles.
Yeah.
People are smiling at me and with their eyes. It's not just, you know, the, hey, there's Angelica.
Right.
They're happy to see me. And my face has changed from the weight loss. I do look a little different. And I mean, it just feels so amazing.
Yeah. Would you say, Angelica, now that you've lost that 150 pounds, your relationship with food has changed?
Yes. Yes. We don't go together anymore. I put it on do not disturb a lot now. So yeah. We don't, you know, we don't have that commitment to each other as we used to. Because I don't ever want to go back to being, you know, fat Angelica.
Right.
That's just not where I want to be.
Well, listen, I'm sure you're a beautiful person, though, regardless of how much you weigh.
I believe so, but no one noticed it before. Mm-hmm. It was like the weight kind of, you know, put a wedge between people even wanting to get to know me or my personality. It was just like nobody wanted to be around me.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, Breezy, you inspired me, and I want to thank you guys for just talking about stuff that matters on your show.
Yeah.
It means a lot to people like me, you know, who've been through all these things.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate that, Angelica, because honestly, like, it's no easy feat to talk about, considering the fact that, like, you are calling out a lot of people indirectly. Like, I'm not naming people by name, but it is hard. It's a hard pill to swallow when you have this shocking revelation and realization that although I am the same person, just lighter, I'm treated like a completely different individual.
I'm glad we had this conversation this morning. And Angelica, congrats on losing all the weight and sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Breezy and Moose.
We're proud of you. Really, we're proud of you.
Crush it. And keep that healthy relationship with food. Because to be honest, my queen, like, very easy to slip back into that. So
I know.
Get the help that you need, whether that be mental, physical, emotional, and stick with it.
I'm working out a little bit, and I'm getting that emotional support. I'm going to stick to it, I promise, guys.
Good for you. Well, thanks, Angelica, for calling up. Hope you have an awesome weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, take care. All right, let's get to some quick text messages coming in here. People have certain things they want to say.
Yeah. Absolutely. This person says, I lost 100 pounds and people who hated me started to want to hang out with me and be my friend. Funny how that works out. This person says, yep, I used to be thin and now I'm not. And I've lost a good chunk of friends and never get invited anymore. I never get invited out anymore until I was older.
That's so wild to me, considering the fact that you're still the same person. You know what I mean? You put on weight, but you're still the person that you've always been. That hasn't changed.
I know. I think that, like, there's so much like fat phobia in society these days, and like,
let me turn this around real quick. I just,
being fat, it's just, and I don't like that word, but it's just like, it is what it is.
Before we wrap this up, I do have to ask you, from somebody who's been through it, did you notice after you lost that 80 plus pounds? Oh, sure. There's a lot of people that were genuinely happy for you. But do you think that you lost some friends also because of it?
I think there's people in my life that weren't happy for me in conjunction with being jealous of them not being able to pursue that. And those people I just don't talk to anymore.
Yeah. Best piece of advice I ever got was, you can have 100 friends in the room and two of them will truly be happy for you.
Yeah, it's the ones that are clapping for you when you're not around, that those are the ones that, like, actually care for you. But for the most part, it's all gravy, and I only keep really supportive people in my life. But it's the people that question you constantly, and it's like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't.
We're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Happy Friday. Oh, okay.
Right. I can't do one more challenge. There, I said it. Listen, you guys, parents, students, teachers, administrators, listen closely, because this is not good. And if your students are not well-rounded and not well-educated, this could be happening at your school. A social media trend known as the Chromebook Challenge is now causing alarms in schools across the country. The trend has gained traction on where, Moose?
TikTok.
TikTok. Encouraging students to insert metal objects into their USB ports of their school-issued Chromebooks.
So stupid.
Leading to an electrical shortage, causing smoke and sometimes fire. The Henrietta Fire Chief said that this trend is dumb and dangerous all around. He explained the risks of tampering with a Chromebook are not going to end well. The batteries overload and it shorts out, causing a potential explosion, which obviously we don't want. On Wednesday, the fire department responded to a report of a smoking Chromebook explosion at the Elementary Charter School of Science and Technology on Lake Ave. One person was actually treated for smoke inhalation, and it's obviously under investigation at this time. It's not confirmed if this was related to the trend or if it was just an accident, but nevertheless, this is going around. And I don't know why I don't know if it's like a person who just wants kids to suffer or get hurt, but it's not great.
It's not a challenge. Why is this a challenge? Like, this is how kids are getting off today, is by making a computer short circuit. Then what? Like, do something useful with your time. Write a poem.
Right.
How about a nice poem?
This happened just east of us, right outside of Syracuse in Baldwinsville. The whole school had to evacuate because the student was tampering with the school.
Yeah.
The school.
You know what's going to happen.
It's not even like it's like the disrespect is. It's the school-owned property. It's the school Chromebooks.
Well, that's what I'm saying now. The school are going to go ahead, and the kids ruin it for everyone, so now they're going to take away Chromebooks, right? Nobody gets a computer
back
now.
Back to pen and paper, kids.
Back to pen and paper.
Back to a feather and an inkwell. Good luck. I see I'm looking at pictures of this Chromebook in front of me. It's not great.
It's demolished.
It's literally melting.
No, you could set the whole school on fire
so
just from doing
parents,
that.
Teachers, administration alike, tell your kids if they're dumb enough to participate in this, they're dumb enough to receive consequences by law enforcement.
Right.
Period.
Just keep an eye on them, because you got some kids that are soaking tampons in alcohol and putting it where the sun don't shine.
Or eating Tide Pods.
Good old TikTok. Didn't we get rid of this? Didn't we get rid of this app for 12 hours?
Wasn't long enough.
Some of you have a couple of things you desperately need to get off your chest this morning, and we got you covered with a segment we like to call
There I Said It.
Send over your unpopular opinions, 585-252-9800. We're going to get to your messages and hot takes coming up next.
98BXY wants to send you to...
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth.
I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend.
No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station.
98BXY.
People are pissed on this beautiful Friday morning. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show, 585-252-9800. Do you need to clear the air this morning? Do
clear
we need
it.
To get the elephant out of the room? Fine. Pretend there's no FCC. I'm setting the clock. 7 minutes. Go. Let's go head over to Mark.
Hi, Mark.
If you're grilling with propane, you might as well go inside and cook over an open fire. Gross. There, I said it. Okay, well, that's interesting. I love propane. Tommy says, hi, guys. I just wanted to write in and say, not every child is gifted. My wife thinks both of our sons are gifted because they can kick a soccer ball. Most children are not gifted. They're just slightly less glued to an iPad. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
A lot of people are kind of fired up about my little news thing that I did earlier. This person says, honestly, I think it's a great idea to take electronics out of schools. There, I said it. This person says, allowing your child to do whatever they want is not parenting. It's pure laziness. That's from Sam. There, I said it. This person said, I just started a small business and I really want it to succeed so I can quit my awful job. There, I said it. You gotta put in the work. You gotta grind it out. And hopefully one day, if you have enough reps in and you make enough sales, you can quit your full-time job.
What's the business? What do you want to do?
Yeah, plug it.
Let's go over to our friend Tommy here, who says, good morning, guys. I just wanted to write in and Loganberry. Logan says, I'm 100% with that Mark character that texted in. Dudes who refuse to step foot into their kitchen but pride themselves on grilling with propane in the summer are a special breed. Okay, Loganberry. I guess you guys aren't a fan of propane either.
What's with the propane?
Oh, this is interesting. Look at this one. Erica says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Broke up with my boyfriend over text last night. And I don't feel bad about it.
Oof.
Not everyone deserves a phone call, especially my ex who did nothing but mistreat me. Ladies, don't feel you need to explain yourself. There, I said it. Erica, we need the tea. What happened? Text us the breakup text. I want to read it on the air. Wow. Don't tease us. Text us back.
Moose, this person's literally coming for your throat. I should read it.
Go ahead.
You're not Italian unless you were born in Italy and speak the language. There, I said it.
Oh, well, you know.
Period.
Hey, how you doing?
You have Italian relatives.
My father's fresh off the boat.
To be fair, though, your dad is, and your aunt that I met? The one that flew in from Italy?
Yeah.
With your... Is your uncle too?
Yeah, my uncle Giuliano.
He
couldn't speak English.
English, yeah. No. So yeah, I guess it really is.
Julie says, yo, can we figure out what would happen to a Chick-fil-A employee if they forgot to say my pleasure? I don't get it. A simple thank you will suffice.
Not them all getting beheaded.
I know.
Sam is back. Wow, Sam, you're really just going. Oh, no, this is a different Sam. Excuse me. Sam says, being an influencer is not an alternate job. There, I said it. Okay.
Sometimes it is. Oh, look who's here. The most toxic man in all of Rochester, New York. Big Ed. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. It's Big Ed. Hey, Breezy, what do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
Lady Baba.
Big Ed, we have bigger fish to Honestly, fry this morning. Give it a rest.
Get lost.
Here it is. Here's what we need. Erica's back. Okay, guys, so here's the breakup text I wrote. Okay, this is verbatim. This is what she just wrote in. Ryan, I'm done pretending. You don't listen. You don't care. And honestly, I'm tired of feeling like I'm the only one trying. I deserve better than this constant disappointment. Don't bother replying. I've already moved on. You're the worst I've ever had, and I hope you think about me when I'm no longer around. She went right for the jugular on that one. And she kind of did it in a respectful tone. You know what I mean? Erica, good on you. You know what I mean? Good. She did what she had to do. Ryan, tell us what. Ryan, are you listening?
Ryan,
what did you do, man? She's
furious. Why are you the worst? What? Let us know. You know there's girls that are going to be texting like, drop Ryan's digits. I love a toxic guy.
Yeah, I love the red flags. Sometimes we like to cover them up with pretty little green ones.
Oh, my God. People are losing it on Erica. I said Erica will take him back in a heartbeat. There, I said it.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know who this person is, but they said, I firmly believe Crystal Pepsi would be popular right now if it made a comeback. It was one of my favorite sodas as a kid. Clear Pepsi? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This person says, if you unnecessarily try to start beep in the workplace and then try to play nice, save it. You're already dead to me. There, I said it. We have so many people in the building that love to, like, cause and stir up drama, me being one of them. And, like, I don't know. It's just... If it doesn't get back to the person, like, who cares?
You feed off it, Breezy.
No,
do you want to read Tanner's text?
Most of it.
You want to read Tanner's text, or do you want me to do it?
You can do it.
Hi, guys. I have a good job and have my own place. I would be delighted to take Erica out and show her what a real man looks and sounds like. Here's my number if you can pass it on to her, but I will treat her like a queen and be her protector.
Okay.
So creepy, Tanner. She's not interested. We're going to take a quick break. She's not
Thank
interested.
Thank you so much.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up. You got to pump it up.
Friday, Friday, Friday. Welcome to the show, guys. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze. 78 for the high today. It's a little wet out there, so...
get those rain jackets.
Keep your head on a swivel. All right, 585-252-9800. If you also...
No, I'm actually, like, so mad at you right now. I can't even believe I came to work today, if I'm being honest. I was going to call in.
We're going to break it down for you.
For mental health reasons.
Right. I think you're being dramatic.
But no, I don't think I am.
I'm going to dive right into it, and here's the situation. Yesterday, I went to Lilac Festival, and Breezy's girlfriend showed up. And me and... you know, we call her Patrice. I'd say me and Patrice have formed a bond with one another. And for whatever reason, Breezy has taken offense to that. She's extremely jealous.
There's so much going on behind the scenes that these people don't know about. And I think I want to bring it. I want to bring everything in the dark to light. So.
Tell us. Give me one. Give our listeners one example of why you were upset yesterday.
So last night. You guys were at Lilac. I was working. Like, I have a lot of work to do at Lilac. Like, there's a lot going on.
You can't even say it with a straight face. You don't do nothing there.
On stage. And I get off stage after working a lot. And I call Patrice. And I'm like, hey, where are you guys? She's like, don't worry about it. I was like, no, like, where are you? I want to meet up with you guys. Like, she's like, we're getting food. Like, calm down. I'm like, all right, but like, where? Like, I'll come meet you guys. She's like, no. I go, are you guys like canoodling? What's happening?
Why did
she hung up on me? I think
she hung up on you. I don't understand why you have to be there. Speak of the devil. Hello, PXY. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Patrice.
Aww.
How are we?
What's up, babe?
Oh my God.
How are you?
What is happening? Is there something going on here that I need to know about? Because I'm honestly like, I'm not good right now.
Can you stick up for us, Patrice?
Breeze, jealousy is an ugly trait. I just like, I feel like you should be happy that we have this beautiful bond together.
This beautiful bond.
That's what I tried telling her too.
What do you guys even talk about? What do you guys even talk about?
I don't think you need to know. Like, that's between us.
No, all kidding aside, if we're having a private conversation, there's no reason for you to butt in because we could be talking about you.
Well, that's...
Chances are we are talking about you.
That's what I'm trying to get in the middle of.
You don't need to know.
I don't need any of that. And
it doesn't concern you.
I don't trust Moose as far as I can throw him. On the show, full trust. Outside of the show, I don't know that man. You know what I mean?
He's a trustworthy guy. I've gotten to know him.
Oh, we know! We know!
I am a trustworthy guy.
So, can I just...
You're so jealous of our relationship. It's disgusting.
No, listen. You cross lines,
Patrice. Listen, don't. And I'm being very serious when I say this. Do not feel like you owe this woman an explanation for the bond that you and I have developed over the last year. Don't feel like you need to explain yourself.
I don't. Everyone's silent. I also want to take note of this. This is where lines are getting blurred and crossed because I'm not putting up with this. And it stops today. The sun is setting on this relationship, and there needs to be very hard and fast lines because I look over yesterday. Moose ends up leaving in an Uber. Great. Get out of here. And then I look over at Patrice's phone, and Moose texts her, "Hey, babe, made it home safe. Are you well?" And then Patrice, my girlfriend, texts back, "Oh, good. It was so nice to see you. Kissy face emoji."
Yeah, that's like our thing.
I just want to make sure you got home safe. Like, yeah. That's not a
kissy face emoji?
Yeah. Mommy chill.
I send that to everyone.
Oh,
relax.
You do? Oh, you do?
You do send that mostly, to everyone?
Mostly just Moose, but.
You guys make
I just
me
want
sick.
To say that I do appreciate the time that we have gotten to bond and get to know each other, Patrice, because when I first met you, you're very like. You don't really lay all your cards out on the table, so you're a very hard person to read.
No, I don't.
Initially, when you first get to know you. And then you started to really warm up to me, and then I felt like I can open up and tell you things that I wouldn't necessarily share with Breezy. And we've had some...
I feel the same way.
Yeah, we've had some really deep conversations together, and I've said this time and time again, and I promise, I'm not trying to step on Breezy's toes here.
So deep about this.
Or put a wedge into your relationship. But I always felt like you and I were kind of meant to be.
I honestly, like, I kind of feel the same way. And I feel like last night we took our relationship, like, to a whole nother level.
What?
So I could kind of see. I get where Breezy's coming from. But, like I said, I don't think she needs to butt in there.
Yeah, not in a weird way. And this is not not in a weird way. We're not talking about sex or anything like that.
Oh, no. We haven't gotten that far.
Literally puke. But yet.
But
I don't trust this man as far as I can throw him.
I do respect the relationship that you and Breezy do have together, but I'm telling you right now, you guys were not. There's other people that you're better suited for.
Oh, absolutely. My soulmate is right in front of me. I saw him last night.
That's what I'm saying.
Why am I even here?
I bought you dinner last night. Yeah, did Breezy buy you dinner?
No. Time out.
She never does.
This is crazy because. In the 2.5 years I've been working on this show with Moose, we have gone out to many a dinner together. I don't think he's ever bought a dinner for me in our whole 2 years.
It's so incredible how people forget so easily. How convenient.
No.
The amount of meals I've purchased for you over the last 2.5 years.
Not a dime has been shed from his wallet.
Oh, my God.
So it's just like a lot. And... honestly, at this point, guys, I'm going to take a step back and let your relationship flourish. And maybe, just maybe, I don't know, Do I go hit on Tommy down the hall? I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know the first thing that comes to my mind, ladies? First
what is
thing?
What?
Mel Robbins, let them.
Absolutely. Let them. Let their relationship flourish.
Let it blossom.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tommy and I are going to be dating by the end of the show. So there's that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let myself.
I don't know. I've heard him talk about you. I don't really think he's into you.
Okay.
I just want to say thanks for coming through last night to Lilac Festival, Patrice.
Of course, thanks for dinner.
I did have a good time, and I did really, all kidding aside, appreciate our conversations that we shared. And you don't need...
They were good comments.
And Breezy, we respect you and love you, but you honestly, you don't need to know everything.
No, and you don't have to worry about us.
Literally me, working my ass off, trying to support my family, and literally at my place of employment, having an affair.
Have a great day, Patrice.
All right, love you both.
I love you too, babe. You know what I was thinking about?
I hate it here, so.
How many people do have a relationship with their significant other's best friend or coworker?
Well, best friend was a crazy term, but.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. Benson Boone on PXY Mornings, and we have your shot to win tickets to go see Benson Boone June 5th at CMAC. Just come on down to the Dairy Queen in Henrietta.
DQ, baby!
Tuesday night. That's May 20th. I'm going to be there from 6 to 8 eating a bunch of blizzards. We're going to register you guys to win tickets. You must be present to win. It's Ticket Tuesdays at the Dairy Queen. Next stop, Henrietta. Wait, at 1100 Jefferson
this
Road.
This is this Tuesday, the 20th?
That's right.
Can we have a blizzard eating competition? How many blizzards can you eat before you get a brain freeze?
Nobody's
yeah,
going to
be
there.
I'll be judging that. Thank you so much.
I had 4 the other week.
No.
At the Greece location. So
let's make it 5 or 6 at the Henrietta location. Let's outshine it.
Need some insulin. All right, guys, here's the thing. The Rochester Amherst, our boys, are gearing up for a rematch against the Laval Rocket tonight at the Blue Cross Arena. I'm very excited for our boys because they've been crushing it this season. Me, you know me, I've always kind of identified as a hockey player because I know the strength and the endurance it takes to be an athlete.
He's like, I've seen skates once and I identify as a hockey player. Didn't even know the difference between figure skating skates and hockey skates, but it's fine.
Skates are skates. The Amherst lost in the first game against the best of 5 series in the North Division Finals. That's the quarterfinal round in the battle for the AHL Calder Cup. But the puck is set to drop at 7:05 tonight at the Blue Cross Arena. But before the game, there's going to be the Rock Block Party outside of the Blue Cross. That's from 4 to 7. There's going to be a lot of live music. So wear those dancing shoes. Plus, a ton of food. How can you go wrong?
Right.
And then after tonight, the Amherst are going to travel to Quebec for the next 3 games. Game 2 is tonight at Blue Cross Arena. The puck drops at 7:05. There's still some tickets left. Love it. What? What's so funny?
Just you. You're an absolute trip.
Thank you. Coming up, I can't imagine trying to explain to a 5-year-old that her friends no longer want to be friends with her.
Yeah, that's really bad.
So coming up, Holly from Webster sent us a message, is looking for advice on how to tell her 5-year-old daughter that her friends are no longer allowed to play with her. The play dates have officially come to a screeching halt, and we'll share why coming up with Parental Confidential next on PXY. Is the sun peaking? There's been a roller coaster of just emotions from the weather this morning.
Yeah.
Holly from Webster says her 5-year-old daughter's play dates came to a screeching halt. Now she has to explain to her daughter why, but she doesn't know how. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. Here's the message. But she basically said, I'm trying to explain to my 5-year-old that none of her friends are allowed to play with her. And I could really use some outside perspective from people who have any idea what to say. My daughter is a very sweet, social little girl, except when she's upset or frustrated. And then she lashes out. She gets violent and she says awful things. 99% of the time, her frustration is aimed at me, her mom. She was in play therapy at the beginning of the year, but her therapist went on maternity leave, and despite my best efforts, she fell through the cracks.
Oof.
I've been fighting to get her back into it, but the few play dates she has been on, she had a meltdown. And several of the parents said they don't feel comfortable with their kids playing with my daughter. The rest just kind of avoid us now. I totally get the parents' stance. I wouldn't want my kid around that either. The problem is my daughter's desperate for friends and interaction with kids her own age. But I have no clue how to even begin to explain this to her.
Right.
Does anybody have any advice or suggestions? That's the message we got from Holly from Webster on how to explain to her 5-year-old that the play dates have now officially ended.
They've dried up.
Because of her violence.
her outbursts, if anything. Yeah.
She's a violent little girl.
There needs to be therapy, play therapy brought back into play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just first and foremost.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? Because when I picture you as a 5-year-old, this is what I would imagine.
Be violent?
Yeah.
No, that's just me now. That was a later on life thing. I think that it's normal. I think that a lot of kids don't know how to like express their big emotions. And that's where I do think that gentle parenting can be a positive.
For something like this.
Because you're like talking them through something like that. So I understand that side of things.
Yeah, well, there's so many. And I can't imagine it's easy to tell a 5-year-old how to control their emotions. How do you even begin to do that? I remember being such a small kid and being so frustrated and angry with the world when I didn't get my way.
Yeah.
So the way I took out that anger is bashing my head up against the drywall.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's that explains a whole lot.
That's why I was a slow learner when I got older. Colleen is weighing in first, who says, good morning, guys. I think sometimes kids need it spelled out for them. And they need it to be very direct, clear, and they need to be talking to at an appropriate in an appropriate manner for their age. Connect the
Correct.
Dots for her. She doesn't need to be left confused in this scenario. She should know why these kids are not allowed to play with her any longer.
Right.
But how do you say that, though, to a 5-year-old? Because,
yeah.
You know, telling a kid they can't get mad anymore is not really a fix.
No.
See what I'm saying?
Not even remotely. You have to have, like, actual conversations where they feel heard and seen while also getting your point across. So when something like that happens or they're getting angry with a friend, I think pulling them aside in the moment. So maybe that looks like you going to play dates with them and having to sit there and monitor a little bit so they are getting that course correction right there in the moment, because kids are very like instant gratification, like instant. They're not going to like if you discipline them for something that happened 3 hours ago, they're not going to understand what's going on.
Yeah. And Nicole is messaging in and says, I grew up being that daughter and my mom also struggled with it as well, because my mom tried with me, but some of the parents became very angry with my mom because of how I was as a child.
Right.
Hannah says, actions and behaviors have consequences, and this is what I tell my 6-year-old who has autism and could sometimes have explosive behavioral episodes. It's never said in a cruel way. It's never said in a way to shame her, but it is a conversation we always have once she is more calm so that she can have a clearer understanding of what I'm explaining. You need to do the same with your son, but also I agree with the last text, you need to be direct about it.
Right. Yeah.
Jim says, I would start by initiating apologies to the people she opened up a can of whoop-ass to.
Oh.
That's a good start. And then let the dust settle before asking them to play again.
Right.
Can you sit a 5-year-old down, though, you guys, and just, when it comes to the gentle parenting, say, hey, here's why these other kids don't want to play with you right now.
Right.
Your episodes and your behavior got the best of you. And because of that, some of the other children don't want to be around you right now.
Correct.
And yeah, you could say that until it happens again. Because when you're that age, you're going to react instantly how you're feeling. You're not going to sit back and think to yourself, how am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? No, kids don't do that. you feel a certain way and you just act.
They don't, but I will say, if they have somebody who is there course correcting them instantly, it eventually, hopefully, is going to get locked in.
Yeah. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My personal opinion here, but you need to explain your daughter in a gentle way. It's a good introduction to natural consequences, especially at 5, because being shunned is awful. She'll likely have to reflect on how her behavior impacts her own life if you explain it to her just right. Otherwise, you just lie or mislead your kid and pretend everything is okay, so nothing changes. But you have to be direct about it.
Correct.
What were the consequences for you when you acted out as a kid? Because I know with your mom and dad, there were definitely consequences.
I would have everything I love ripped from me.
What did you love as a kid?
TV.
Just TV?
Computer. Everything I love now.
Nothing's changed. Same stuff. Not a thing has changed. For me, it was the Nintendo. My heart was ripped out of my chest when my mother took the controller, took the console, took the cords. I'm like, you don't need to take every single piece. Just take the controller.
I was absolutely gutted. You know, it's hilarious. You know, there's nothing more hilarious than watching your parent, especially at that time of and place in the world. They have no idea how this brand new technology works, Nintendo 360, GameCube, and insert console here, and they're ripping cords out of the wall.
Yeah.
Now they hit the Ethernet cord for no reason.
Right. My mom was so frustrated, she tried to take the TV. I'm like, they're separate. You don't need to take
the power cord. You don't need to take everything.
Samantha says, "Hi guys, happy Friday to you." Just wanted to add that Growing Friendships is a book aimed at older elementary kids, but maybe you could read it and talk with your daughter about it. The book is a guide to making and keeping friends, and it was written by a psychologist, but I totally recommend. Okay, the name of this book is Growing Friendships. That came in from Samantha. It's $9 on Amazon. Can't go wrong. So I would get that book, Holly. And then be, like everyone said, be super direct with your kid on why there's no more play dates. Then let the dust settle.
It's your fault, Jessica.
It's got to hurt as a parent, though, when all the other parents are avoiding you.
Yeah.
It's got to sting a little bit.
They're avoiding you like the plague.
Yeah. Thanks for the messages on this, guys, and the book recommendation, Samantha. We'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY. Hey,
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It's shaping up to be a really nice day out there. Almost 80 degrees for the high, and we're going to kick this Friday off with a little baseball. Dan Mason, Rochester Red Wings GM, in the studio. I look over, you guys, and he's putting a heaping pile of mac and cheese and ribs on a plate for me. I'm like, this is why I can't.
He had a hairnet on. I was like, what's happening here?
Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks
just
for having me, guys.
Serving it up. This looks and smells delicious. It was like 8 o'clock. I was like, Moose, is there pizza in the building? What's happening? He goes, Dan Mason's here. I'm like, yeah.
Big special tonight.
This smells deliciano.
All right, Spike's Barbecue on the first base side. Barbecue, chipotle sauce, ribs, mac and cheese, and cornbread. So I got cornbread muffins for you guys, too.
Oh
my God.
That's not on the plate.
Leaving no stone unturned.
Yeah.
Come through.
Okay. We have been kind of like dicey with the weather. It was literally pouring this morning, but I think it's going to be great for the game. I just looked at the weather.
Yep. Supposed to be amazing tonight.
Oh, we're so excited.
Dan, 6:05 tonight.
6:45 tonight.
6:45.
You know why 6:45?
Why?
We got fireworks tonight.
Hey-o!
First fireworks night of the year.
And special jerseys, no?
Tonight, yes, we'll be rocking the lilac tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Sunday.
So it's our Rock the Lilac week.
Yeah.
And all kinds of great drip in the Red Wings team store with our Rock the Lilac hats and sweatshirts and jerseys.
Sunday, my nephew's going to be performing with his classmates the anthem.
Yeah.
And I will be rocking my lilac the Rock Lilac jersey that you got me
last
year.
Are they performing at the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the anthem, right?
On Sunday. So the whole family's coming.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to be wearing the jersey that you got me. I appreciate that. Also, I thought we'd switch things up a little. Put those headphones on this morning. We're going to do a little something, considering you've been the GM for the Red Wings. How long?
This is year 36.
What? And now you work in the cafeteria at Innovative Field. We love it.
We love the hair net.
We're going to do a little trivia, Dan, to see how well you actually know your Rochester Red Wings.
Okay.
I didn't know we were doing this.
Wow.
Am I playing against him or was it?
No, that's just Dan.
I would have studied, Moose.
Okay.
Thanks for the heads up.
Question number one, Dan.
Yeah.
What year was the Rochester Red Wings founded?
1877.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought it was 1899, but
wait,
honestly.
No. 1877.
That's crazy.
Is that where...
I was not the GM back in 1877.
No, you weren't.
What is Maury Silver?
He was not there in 1877. So Maury Silver,
well,
whose number
daughter?
Is
who's
retired. Naomi, she's Naomi. My boss. Okay, Naomi Silver. She's our president, CEO, COO. Her dad started a stock drive in 1956. To sell shares of stock in the team
which
and
Moose
save
has,
the team.
Which Moose
I
has.
Have yes. two, I have two shares, you guys.
That's right.
Dan has none. Therefore, I'm his boss.
Correct.
Let's go to question number two.
Yes.
How many?
Thank
you.
Assistant.
Thank you, boss.
How many championships has the Rochester Red Wings won?
10. 11.
No, they've won a total of 19 International League championships.
Oh, well, that's going way. I'm saying. So we've been known as the Red Wings.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to school you
since
right now. I can't wait.
1928.
Right.
And we've won 10 Governor's Cups.
Okay, as
so
the
league
Red Wings.
Championships dating back to 1877, sure. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
So my bad.
All right, how about this one?
Yeah.
What was the original name of the Rochester Red Wings when the franchise began in 1877?
Let's see. We've been known as the Broncos, the Hustlers. It was not the Hustlers. It was not the Hot Bitters.
A league of their own. Bad News Bears?
You already said it.
Hot Bitters.
No, the first one.
The Hustlers?
Broncos, the Broncos.
No.
The Broncos?
The Broncos.
Yeah.
There we go, Broncos.
The Rochester Broncos was the original name.
I don't like that.
And let's go to the last question. You may know this, Dan.
Okay.
Who was one of the most expensive Red Wings players ever before heading to the big leagues? We're talking back in the 80s. Huge baseball
most expense,
player.
You mean Cal Ripken Jr. played here in 1981?
That would be it.
Played 114 games in 1981 before going up to the big leagues and starting his record-long consecutive games played streak.
I heard a rumor that Babe Ruth got his start on the Red Wings. Is that true?
Babe Ruth did not start here, but he did play here.
Really?
He played in an exhibition game here.
Oh,
where was the original field?
Silver Stadium was... You've been to Silver Stadium.
Was
when you
the-
were a kid, that was over on Norton Street. But the original field, let's see, we played all over. We played, there was a place on Culver. There was a place on Bay Street. You know where Bay Street Park is right now?
Yeah.
There was a...
That was a stadium there?
That was a stadium before Silver Stadium.
Small? Like, was it the size of like a high school, like academia?
No, it was bigger... but it was so cool. There's some pictures at the George Eastman
House. I'm
picturing
like a T-ball park.
Oh, that's cool, man.
They had a grandstand, but people would literally, with their horse and buggies, line the outfield.
Shut up.
And,
that's awesome.
And watch the games in the outfield in their horse and buggies.
The horse runs onto second base.
I absolutely love the history of Rochester.
No, I love that too. We should do that more. I really liked that.
I love the city. All right, so tonight, 6:45, because there's going to be fireworks.
6:45, fireworks.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 6:45, fireworks. Any, Bruce the Bat Dog.
Yeah, any special themes? I was going to ask Revolving Lilac or anything at all.
So on Friday night, we'll be doing a cooler bag giveaway, a Rock the Lilac cooler bag giveaway. So you can put your favorite 12-pack or mix and match of your favorite beverages in the Rock the Lilac cooler bag.
Really?
With fireworks. And then Saturday night, 6:45, we got fireworks, Bruce the Bat Dog, and a Rock the Lilac pint glass giveaway.
Nice.
And then on Sunday, kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi. And throughout the weekend, we'll be doing Rochester-themed promotions. For instance, we'll take a fan and we'll say, okay, fan, direct your attention to the video board. Tell us if this exit is from 390, 490, or 590. And they have to guess.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then we'll also be bobbing for white hots in Genesee River water. So we'll go down to the river. We'll get some Genesee River water.
Ew.
And then put some white hots in there. And two fans will have 30 seconds to get as many white hots as they can.
Yes, and then catch an infection.
No, it's very, very clean.
No, they sign a waiver before.
Oh, yes. Got it. That's where I like to get my sushi from as well.
Dan,
there is a lot to look forward to this weekend. It is going to be a grand old time. Tonight, 6:45, go see our boys.
Yep.
It's looking like it's going to be a really nice night.
It's been the worst spring almost ever.
Yeah.
And tonight is going to be the night we break out. It's going to be a beautiful night for a ball game.
It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Correct.
Thanks for the ribs, and thanks for the mac and cheese.
You got it.
Appreciate it. Go see the Red Wings tonight. Dan Mason, love you, buddy. Thanks for coming in. PXY Mornings.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Happy Friday. We have some very special guests in the studio with us this morning to talk Rochester Cocktail Revival. And Breezy and I are so excited to be a part of it. And just this year alone, it's such an awesome event.
We're just so well-adversed in the community.
We really are.
It's so crazy.
We try to keep it local.
Our best friends Chuck and Leah are here.
What's up,
Thanks
guys?
For having us.
Chuck, welcome back.
Speaking Leah, welcome back. Remember that one time I tried to bribe you into winning the City Magazine Awards and then I didn't win?
She doesn't hold grudges whatsoever. Chuck, God, I mean, you're everywhere in the community, you know?
He's everywhere, nowhere.
There's multiple copies of me.
There really is. Mm-hmm. So we have to talk about this event. For those who aren't familiar with Rochester Cocktail Revival, tell us what it is.
So Rochester Cocktail Revival is about to enter its 12th year. It's a week-long spirits festival. It happens at over 30 bars and venues downtown, and it highlights hospitality and cocktail culture in Rochester, which seems like a funny thing when you hear it, like cocktail culture, what's that? But what we see is that we have such a strong community of creative bartenders and people in the restaurant industry that all band together to make the city great.
Yeah.
And we try to show that off. So we have events all week long that include parties, of course, and dinners, and tastings, and seminars, and musical events, and
it's
theatrical events. There's going to be almost 80 events in 7 days happening at all those venues, and there's something for everybody. But it really showcases restaurant culture in our city.
I felt like I was missing out last year because the only thing I saw on social media was people posting all the events that they were at. And I just kept, for whatever reason, missing them. I'm like, what's happening in our city? How do I not know about this?
This is such Moose's thing. Like, we literally have a partnership with Channel 10. And our only job is to tell people what's going on around town. He'll literally read the article and be like, I didn't know. On Monday, I'll come in. I had no idea what this was happening. I go, we literally told the people.
How much?
So that is not going to be us with Rochester Cocktail Revival.
We're glad.
No, I'm actually going to be there. You have my word. How much does something like this cost to be a part of it? For people that want to come and join in.
So there's lots of ways to participate, many of which are free. So most of the events that happen in the bars are free entry. You go to the bar, and the bar is decorated different and is serving a special menu anchored by a sponsor that contributes money to our partner charity.
Which is our favorite charity.
Favorite charity.
CSC Rochester.
Cancer Support Community Rochester at Gilda's Club. And so Cocktail Revival benefits that. So there's lots of events that are free entry, and then there are various events that are ticketed. The High Falls Happy Hour on Friday the 6th is only $10. You get to walk around the Ponte-Rennes Bridge and sip some spirits and do some activities. It's really cool.
And meet us, because we're going to be there.
And you can see Moose and Breezy it's like paying $5 to see Moose and
$5
to see Breezy.
Or $9 to see Breezy, a buck for me.
Yeah.
I
was thinking $9.50, but
that's fine. Can we talk about the radio social event real quick? Because that's where
Leah, talk about that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, go ahead, Leah.
All right. I'm going to out myself and say I'm not a morning person, so all of the energy in this room is overwhelming me. No, I went to Pilates.
No, you crushed.
Shout out to the Reformery. Are we allowed to do that?
Probably not, but it's fine.
That ship sailed.
We just bleep it later. So the Sunday event at Radio Social is Sunday, June 8th. And it is our climactic event, as we like to call it. It's a barroom battle royale. And usually we have about 15 to 18 bartenders going head-to-head in a speed and also taste competition.
Okay.
So they are making cocktails, and the two of you will be two of the probably four judges this year.
Yeah. So if you're a bartender listening to this, just be, you have to impress Moose and Breezy with your performance.
Anything
no bribes.
Anything espresso martini related, good to go with me. So.
Yeah, there. Listen, I got an opportunity a couple months back to be a judge for one of these competitions, and 12 of the best mixologists in the city all came together to compete, and I was blown away by the amount of talent we here have in this city.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, these people can make a drink, and I thought I was good with my Tito's and soda. No.
Oh, we're going to up your game.
Yeah, big time. So Breezy and I will both be there. We'll be judging. Chuck, you're going to be a judge too?
I won't be a judge, but they let me hold a microphone and I walk around on stage trying to keep it all organized. I'm one of the MCs of the event.
Okay.
But
wow.
That's happening on Sunday. You can see all of the events. If you're listening, you want to check them out, go to RochesterCocktailRevival.com and click on the schedule, and you can see all the events by day. You can even sort by your favorite bars or what kind of spirit you're into or what day you're interested in.
And the actual kickoff date for Rochester Cocktail Revival.
Monday, June 2nd. Runs all the way Monday, June 2nd through Sunday, June 8th.
Awesome.
Wow. So, we're coming up here on just two weeks, which is very exciting. And like Chuck said, there's so many different activations for you guys to go enjoy. And it's benefiting CSE Rochester. How can you say no to charity?
That's right. And so many of these events, like you mentioned, are going to be free. You could just show up. Some of them are $10 to be a part of them. Guys, there's over 80, you said, Chuck, in 7 days, 80 events?
Yeah, they keep pouring in. It's a lot for Leah and I to manage, meaning like it feels like the schedule would be set by now.
Right.
Bars get inspired or someone else comes to town and they're like, we got nothing on the calendar on Tuesday. Can you put it on the website? We're like, sure. Of course we can.
And you're supporting local establishments too,
exactly,
which is amazing.
Exactly. After you come off of graduation weekend, before the summer, like, you know, summer months for restaurants, sometimes it gets a little slow.
Yeah.
So we like to go out with a bang before we get to that season.
I like that you're actually the one who added two events last night at one of your bars.
Chuck cannot be stopped.
He cannot. He's a busy guy.
I'm over here like, they are pouring in.
Rochester Cocktail Revival, Rochester, New York. It's going to be a fun summer, and we're really excited, Breezy and myself, to be a part of this. So thank you guys for thinking of us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for including us and letting us shout it out. RochesterCocktailRevival.com.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Asking the question this morning, has weight loss changed how people treat you? Because we spoke about this earlier, and I found it extremely fascinating how much appearance can impact how we're perceived.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we had a discussion about this yesterday on the show during There I Said It. And
it like casually got brought up in conversation, and I don't really even know how we got to that topic, but I made the statement that ever since I've lost weight, like 80 pounds, a significant amount of weight, as I'm literally eating ribs in front of me right now, but as I'm literally
you do you,
a
Breeze?
Rack of ribs, it's all in moderation. But I made the statement that ever since I've lost weight, I feel a shift in treatment when it comes to how society and people in society view me and treat me in the slightest possible ways. People holding the door for me, people talking to me more. And listen, it's very hard for me to make the distinction because like of our job and like what we do and all that stuff. But for the average person, I said this and a lot of people resonated with it. It was like, I either have lost a bunch of weight and people who never wanted to talk to me before are now talking to me, or I've gained a bunch of weight and I'm never invited anymore.
If you have been someone who made a big life change and you lost a bunch of weight and afterwards you noticed random strangers treating you a lot better because of your weight loss, call us, 585-252-9800. Let me get to some calls. We have Angelica on the line. Hi, Angelica. Good morning.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. How are you?
Pretty good.
How are you?
Do you have a comment on this?
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to thank both of you for talking about stuff that, you know, most people choose not to have conversations about, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I love your show.
Well, I think I appreciate that. I think this is a pretty relatable topic.
Yeah. So, okay, I've always been, you know, pretty heavy set girl, you know. I don't know how to describe my relationship with food. It's been tough. I treated every meal as an event. If that makes sense to y'all.
Oh yeah, you don't have to explain that to me, girl. I know that through and through. So we are on the same wavelength.
I ate a lot growing up, and I was never taught how to handle my emotions in a healthy way. So I always turned to food, and food was the only thing that was there for me when I really needed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like an old friend.
Like a comfort, for sure.
Yeah.
Like a warm blanket.
Right. You know, a comfort zone. Yeah. So I ate a lot. I'm going to be completely honest here. Yeah. I ate my weight.
You ate your weight, yeah.
I did. I got close to 300 pounds, and people treated me like pretty awful, you know? They treated me like crap all the time.
So when you noticed yourself at that particular weight, how did people treat you different than other people?
I mean, the stares, the glances, you know, the frowns, if they see me, you know, getting the extra plate at the buffet, you know.
The side eye.
Yeah, exactly. You know, at the cookout, even at my family dinners, you know, I would go and get a plate of food and people would be kind of like staring over my shoulder just to see how much food I was putting on my plate.
Catching strays.
Got it. Yeah. Which is extremely uncomfortable when you have that much attention on you.
Especially when, like, I mean, Angelica, I don't want to put words or thoughts or feelings into your mouth or head, but, like, you probably feel a lot of those things yourself.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Like, I've always said this before when I was heavier, too. Like, there's nothing that you can say to me to put me down or make me feel bad that I haven't already said or thought about myself.
Or felt.
So, Don't act like this is the first time I'm hearing about it, babe, because I have this in a loop in my head every day.
Trust me, I know how heavy I was. People act like, you know, that it's invisible to me. I wake up with the weight, you know? So try sitting on an airplane at this size.
Sure.
It's completely humiliating, and people make you feel that. But I finally did something about it.
Yeah.
Where are you at now?
Well,
in your journey, if you will.
Kudos to me. I've lost about 150 pounds now. I did get the surgery.
Hey, good for you, Angelica.
I'm down, and it feels awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when I was really overweight, nobody paid me any attention. I didn't have friends, you know. Nobody wants to hang out with the big girl. So people were treating me like I was invisible. Now, all my colleagues, they're, you know, starting to include me in the social events and inviting me out.
Right.
I mean, it could be due to other factors. I have gained a big confidence now, you know. I've stopped getting bullied by random strangers. I believe that when we lose weight, we do become more confident in ourselves.
Yeah.
And that shines through as well. But
that, I mean, that's for anybody. I know when I lose 5 or 10 pounds, I'm walking through the doors with my head held high.
But I think the confidence also, like, yeah, sure, some of it, most of it, I would say 80% of it or 70% of it comes from within, of course. But the other 20 or 30%, is a direct reflection on how others are treating you. And it's a confidence and ego boost to you because you're like not feeling that constant shame or guilt from random strangers around you. You're actually feeling praise and acceptance. So that only adds to your confidence more. And then it's like the perfect storm.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. When I walk in the room now, it smiles.
Yeah.
People are smiling at me and with their eyes. It's not just, you know, the, hey, there's Angelica.
Right.
They're happy to see me. And my face has changed from the weight loss. I do look a little different. And I mean, it just feels so amazing.
Yeah. Would you say, Angelica, now that you've lost that 150 pounds, your relationship with food has changed?
Yes. We don't go together anymore. I put it on Do Not Disturb a lot now. So yeah. We don't, you know, we don't have that commitment to each other as we used to. Because I don't ever want to go back to being, you know, that Angelica.
Right.
That's just not where I want to be.
Well, listen, I'm sure you're a beautiful person, though, regardless of how much you weigh.
I believe so, but no one noticed it before. Mm-hmm. It was like the weight kind of, you know, put a wedge between people even wanting to get to know me or my personality. It was just like nobody wanted to be around me.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, Breezy, you inspired me, and I want to thank you guys for just talking about stuff that matters on your show.
Yeah.
It means a lot to people like me, you know, who've been through all these things.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate that, Angelica, because honestly, like, it's no easy feat to talk about, considering the fact that, like, you are calling out a lot of people indirectly. Like, I'm not naming people by name, but it is hard. It's a hard pill to swallow when you have this shocking revelation and realization that although I am the same person, just lighter, I'm treated like a completely different individual.
I'm glad we had this conversation this morning. And Angelica, congrats on losing all the weight and sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Breezy and Moose.
We're proud of you.
Crush it. And keep that healthy relationship with food, because to be honest, my queen, like, very easy to slip back into that. So
I know.
Get the help that you need, whether that be mental, physical, emotional, and stick with it.
I'm working out a little bit, and I'm getting that emotional support. I'm going to stick to it, I promise, guys.
Good for you. Well, thanks, Angelica, for calling up. Hope you have an awesome weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, take care. I'll get to a quick text from Ashley, who wrote in and said, congrats to Angelica. I lost over 100 pounds myself, and I got better medical help, better job, new friends. I treat myself better.
Yeah.
But it's a harsh truth. However, being overweight is seen as a visible sign of weakness or a lack of discipline. So
correct.
You do get judged for it. And people were always rude to me when I used to be just a little bit heavier. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks, you guys, for the messages and Angelica's call. It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.